Tracy, you are packed with great stories this week, so I want to get right to it. You have in news a profile of Billy Garrett, who has been on the commission for 8 years for Doñana County, and so we really need to give him his due.
Yes, Mike Cook wrote a great profile on Billy Garrett. He's been with, like you said, been with the county commission for 8 years. So he had a lot of thoughts and reflections on his past 8 years and sort of where the county is now and some thoughts on what it needs heading into the future.
Okay, we'll look for that. Lots of information in that, not just about him, but about various things going on in the county. You also, in your news section I see here, have a story on the city of Las Cruces and how it's preparing for the New Mexico legislative session coming up in January.
Yep, that's coming up very quickly. And so, you know, various organizations and cities and counties are looking ahead to what they might be able to secure in capital outlay funds. And the city is working on its list of 15 different projects it's requesting funding for a total of $41 million. And that will be merged with the list that the Doñana County Legislative Coalition's working on that includes Hatch, Sunland Park, you know, the county as a whole, NMSU, and other entities to present at the legislative session in hopes that, you know, many of these projects will be funded.
We certainly hope so. Let's we'll see. We'll wait until the 2 month session begins in January and see where it goes. Very interesting with a new governor and many new legislators as well.
Yes.
All right, moving on to arts and entertainment. Not only do we have great stories this week in the Bulletin, as we always do, we have some great photographs. This was part of an awards presentation.
Yeah, this is a great contest run every year by the Doñana Photography Club. And I was really happy we were able to get this spread in at the last minute. We had a couple pages open up and we got it in. And we ran about 8 of the blue ribbon winning photographs. Gerald Gus was named Photographer of the Year. He's a local photographer here. Another local photographer, Carl Meyer, one of his photos was named Photo of the Year. And we got both of those included as well as some of the winning photos. And it is just a beautiful spread.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. All right. Also in Southwest Living, a profile of a group, Las Cruces Storytellers.
Yeah, this is a study group, a club of about 20 members that regularly do storytelling sessions at both COAS bookstore locations, schools, nursing homes, hospitals, kind of all over. They said wherever they're invited to, they'll go. And they treat storytelling as a performance art. And they're very passionate about what they do, says that, among other reasons, you know, stories are very important to us, but 3 really good reasons is it passes on a cultural legacy, teaches kids patience and manners, and it gives them an opportunity to explain the meaning behind myths and fairy tales that they're talking about.
Great group. I've had a chance to interview folks from that group before, so I'll be interested in reading your story on it in this week's Bulletin. Another thing that everyone will be talking about and will be interested in is your Looking Back feature. It returns. It hasn't been in the paper lately due to space issues, but you have a new edition of Looking Back this week.
Yes, we finally got this in. We've been holding on to it for a few weeks. Like you said, we had to get these in, and I know it's a really popular feature. This one's a little different. Normally, it's little snapshots of this time in history over the past 100 years. This one looks specifically at Thomas Brannigan Memorial Library with a couple of historical photos from when it used to be housed in the Cultural Center, where the Cultural Center is now downtown. And it tells us a really interesting story of Thomas Brannigan and his life. And I just thought it was fascinating.
Yeah, so people who enjoy the library can know a little more about the gentleman who this library is named for.
Yes,
named
exactly.
In his honor.
And it's probably not known to many, he was born in Scotland, moved to Ohio when he was 2, and joined the military at age 14 during the Civil War, and eventually ended up in New Mexico and did a lot of great things here in Las Cruces.
All right. Well, we'll read more about him and all of these stories in this week's Las Cruces Bulletin. Tracy Roy is the Bulletin's content director. Thanks, Tracy.
Thank